anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Doris podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the Spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio.
Hello, hello. Hope you've had a blessed week. Down here in South Louisiana, we have what's called Mardi Gras. And while I don't celebrate it, all of the grandbabies get a week off for Mardi Gras. So guess what? They're all at Graham's house right now. So we're going to be really brief and quick before they wake up and start looking for Graham in the studio. What I wanted to go over was the updates on the coronavirus. They did change the name from the novel coronavirus 19 to COVID-19. The CO stands for corona, the V stands for virus, and the D stands for disease. And of course, 19 is because it began in 2019. At last count, it's in 37 countries, including the U.S. But the U.S. only has 426 cases were tested, and 14 were confirmed, 2 were from person to person, and 12 were travel related. 36 came from a Diamond Princess cruise ship, and 3 from Wuhan, China. We also learned it's a lot easier to catch than we thought. We've also learned that all those masks, like remember me telling you, they are really thin, they're not really going to do much good, but if it makes you feel better, wear it. Well, as you can see, it's still spreading rapidly, although it is slowing down a little bit. I got some emails saying, what do I think about China spraying all those chemicals in the street? Well, I looked it up, and as best I can tell, what they're spraying is bleach. And bleach does kill everything that I can think of. I've never found anything or heard of anything that bleach doesn't kill as far as germs. While I don't really like using bleach myself, especially in the house, because it does cause respiratory problems, it can affect your lungs. They're spraying it outdoors. I don't see people in the streets when they're spraying it. And the people spraying it are protecting themselves. And at this point, when you have that many people dying or even just seriously ill from anything, we really can't condemn them of spraying bleach in the streets. But I also wanted to point out, you know how I've been telling y'all to push that vitamin C, push it, push it? Well, they're pushing it in China. They are pushing vitamin C intravenous fusions. But the reason they have to do it intravenously is because they're pushing, I think it says, 24,000 milligrams. Yeah, they're pushing 24,000 milligrams a day of intravenous vitamin C. And they're delivering it to patients suffering from a coronavirus-related acute respiratory ailment known as severe acute respiratory infection, or SARI, S-A-R-I. Now, the reason they have to do that intravenously, even though it is best to get vitamin C from fruits and vegetables, you're not going to be able to eat or drink that much of it without causing you some type of stomach pain. I mean, that's a lot to take in at one time. So it does need to be taken intravenously, and it does seem to be working. They've been able to slow it down. And since they don't have a vaccine yet, which I know a lot of you wouldn't want to do anyway, vitamin C is the way that they're handling it, and it seems to be working. So, all those same tips that I gave you before about washing your hands regularly, You know, being cautious of your surroundings and people around you. Everything that you would do with the flu as far as staying well. Just keep doing it and push your vitamin C. Eat oranges, drink the juice, other fruits and veggies that have the vitamin C. I wouldn't jump on supplements all the time because it does cause kidney stones. If you are ill or you're in an area where people, maybe it's your family member, you know, just push a little more. But do all the same precautions we've been doing. And I think they're going to have a handle on it very soon. Don't panic about the bleach. The people are going to be fine. They're all indoors when they're bleaching the streets, as you can see. And if you want to use bleach, I would just say, make sure you take all the same precautions that you would, you know, open windows and stuff like that. You don't want to be breathing that in. And those regular little face masks are not going to protect you. So just use precaution as normal. And if you want to get the latest updates on the virus, you can find that on the CDC.org website. That's where I go to get all the updates of who's been infected, where is it, and all of that. So thank you for listening, and God bless.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association.
Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.